that I think bilateral mastectomy is a bad operation, because it's not a bad operation. There can be very good aspects to a bilateral mastectomy, and it may be very appropriate for some women as long as they've been adequately cancelled, because, of course, you may reduce the new cancer risk in the contralateral breast, because the contralateral cancer might have a worse prognosis. You know, they may be a gene carrier, or they may have a very high-risk family history, for example. But as I say, I'm not really talking about that group today. You can potentially limit the need for radiotherapy in the index breast if you do a unilateral mastectomy. And sometimes when you do a unilateral mastectomy, women choose to have the bilateral mastectomy for reconstructive symmetry. So that may be a valid reason. This is also, I think, a very valid reason. It does avoid the need for regular breast screening. And for some women, it provides psychological reassurance. And so these two reasons, I think, are very important. I have done everything I can, and some patients, as you know, are very risk-averse. And symmetry. If a woman's very large-breasted, she may choose to have no reconstruction, or she may use this opportunity to have a skin-reducing mastectomy. And, of course, it does allow bilateral reconstruction using the same technique, and it is a very effective way of using a Dieppe. So it's not that it's a bad operation, but I think that the indications for a bilateral mastectomy are very limited.